Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another show of the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, or in the water, do you believe? We have a great show for you guys. Today I'm going solo again, so buckle up, tuck it into your waistband, because here we go. 3, 2, 1, we're back.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws, cuz they're free. Sold a million. Coming hot at you guys and sold 999,600 minutes, and I'm doing this one solo. I'm going to do it real quick. We were supposed to have Brody Smith, disc golf extraordinaire, on with us today, but he got COVID. Honestly, horrible. You got to feel bad for that because it's the worst. I had COVID in December, and it was terrible. Wouldn't really wish it upon anybody, even though there's, everyone's like, I hope these anti-vaxxers get COVID, and like, I don't know, you can't go around hoping people get sick, just because they're not doing what you want them to do, even if it is the right thing, and that's your opinion. That's just, could be a hot take, just the way I feel. You can't be wishing ill will on people. It's just, I don't know. I am inhumane, but I guess not that inhumane. I have to do some soul searching on it. Olympics is done. U.S. squeaks out, wins. I would say, like, do we really care? But apparently people care less than us. My uncle's British, and he says people in England don't give a shit, which probably tracks. But in America, I feel like it was the least publicized I've ever seen. Maybe we have mentioned on the show, we do a lot of shows, but we've definitely spoken about it off the air, and I've spoken about it with a lot of people. My whole knock on the Olympics, and we were debating, some friends and I, whether which is better, winter or summer Olympics. I think it's close. I don't think it's winter by a mile. I think the hockey is definitely more exciting in the winter than the basketball. I mean, the basketball got off to an exciting start, with the USA losing a couple games, everyone questioning them. You know, obviously basketball around the world's gotten better. Luka lost his first game with Slovenia, which was unfortunate. It would have been fun to see him go against America in the finals. But even that is, I don't know, it's lost some of its allure because you had KD, but there's no LeBron. You know, not all the best players go, whereas the best players for every country predominantly go across the world. Now, the other races and the other, you know, events, they were just missing the superstar power. I mean, Caleb Dressel had 5 gold medals this Olympics, which is kind of crazy. But it didn't have that Michael Phelps and even Ryan Lochte type feel. There was no Usain Bolt. And as good as those guys were for the event and for the spectacle, it now is like drained in a little bit because they are deprived of that superstar. There was no bridge gap of guy gassed up and or girl gassed up. You know, it was kind of clouded by the Shaquiri Richardson situation, and that was really the most we heard about the Olympics, for by and large, as big of an event as it is. It almost seemed like people were, okay, we missed it last year, let's just make up for it and get through it kind of thing. It was not well televised. People weren't even aware of the schedule. And it just goes back to the whole point of like, there's no surprise or shock value anymore. So the event would happen, there'd be the ticker on ESPN, Woj would tweet it out like it's already before it even is final. And then we'd have to watch it that night. First of all, I don't know why it's just not televised live. You catch it, you don't. But definitely no one's going to really, not many, but less people are going to watch it if they already know what happens. There's no like sense of discovery. It's almost confusing what's going on. I mean, look, you could have it on as white noise in the background, but the lack of superstar and the lack of coverage or the timing was just not great, and people kind of were over it. Sports, this is like the dead time of sports, and you would think the Olympics would thrive, or just say dead time. Baseball is August. We had that crazy week of free agency in the NBA. NFL's starting up, but not really kicked in. And we had the Hall of Fame inductions, which were amazing. So it's just starting to kick into high gear. But it's still that kind of period of like, okay, it's just baseball, but not really crazy heated race. I will say baseball across the board, the races are, the way that at least they're being, you know, covered, are better than they have been in the past. Like, I mean, there's some serious, like the AL East is a death trap. There's some good coverage going on there. The Sox are crumbling as we speak. Yankees are thriving, even though they can't stay off the COVID list at this point, which is embarrassing. Blue Jays have one of the best lineups in baseball, and the Rays, just for some reason or another, are an unbelievable organization doing it with $0 and 0 cents. Getting great coverage. Nonetheless, we're not in September yet, so it's not really getting hot and heated. It is kind of the dead period, so you would have thought the Olympics thrive. I'm wondering if people are just need a break from the television. If that's an issue. It's all that we had for like realistically at least five, 6 months. People just want to be out and about, not glued to the TV. I think that hurt the Olympics as well. People just not wanting to sit there and watch TV all day, every day. Like, we just did that. It's all we had to do. Some of us alone. Some of us didn't even have roommates or significant others or just whoever the fuck you live with. Throughout this whole ordeal in the past, God knows how long we've been doing this, year and a half. Like, you know, really, though, for like 4 or 5 months where we were just locked down. And I think people just need a reprieve. So I think it just had a different allure than it typically does. It seemed like we were just trying to get through it, and not to knock any of the athletes, because there were some crazy, crazy accomplishments across the board. Well, first of all, like Bird and Taurasi winning 5 gold medals all time is just absolute chaos. That means they've been to, well, they obviously have been to 5 Olympics. So over the course of 20 years, they've won 5 gold medals, which is just absolute dominance. That is like one of the most unbelievable feats in sports. I heard it today. It's insanity. Dominance, 5 gold medals a pop. You have Allyson Felix. She's got 7 Olympic gold medals. She's been dominant. She's been in the game. Her first gold medal was, I'm looking this up right now, Olympic Games. She hit one 2008. 2008, and she won one in 2020. So over 12 years, or 2021 technically. They're also calling it the 2020 Olympics. It's like, what? Why? That's ridiculous. It was ridiculous to me. Anyway, she got 10 medals total, 7 golds. First one in 08, this one in 2020. That was incredible. Great showing by the female athletes, which is obviously what we love to see. A lot of good showing by the male athletes too. The men's track was meh, but there was just no one that had the allure. There was just no Phelps or Bolt. And they're two of the most well-known, exciting and dramatic athletes we've ever seen. Record holders, crazy finishes, just dominance across the board. And if no one's breaking their records, like even five medals, yeah, it's not Phelps's though. It's not Michael Phelps level. It's not even Mark Spitz level. So I think that hurt the Olympics a little bit. Overall, I give the Olympics a meh. Obviously amazing for the athletes. Crazy what they're doing out there. I saw one event where it's like, I was watching on my buddy and someone's like, the Winter Olympics has all these crazy events that go down. Crazy, like there's different kinds of events. And as he's saying that, I'm watching these guys like on one leg, like doing like slalom rowing. It was like, what's the stand-up paddleboard? But they're rowing like savages in a straight line for God knows how long on like one knee. It's like, I'm like, what even sport is this? What? I know it's like some kind of rowing, but what? It doesn't get much more unique than that. Amazing what they accomplished. It just, what did Phelps do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It was 8. I wanted to look it up. I don't want to just go 8 off the top of my head. I was 90% Deke Jackobs. It was 8, but he did 8 in Beijing, which is like as good as Dressel's 5 is. It's not. People need to see the biggest and the best and the breaking and in sports these days. Show them something they've never seen before, which by and large is getting harder and harder to do, unfortunately, because we've been around a hot minute. I'm not going to complain about that, but it's getting harder to show them something they haven't been able to see in quite some time. That's my Olympic hot takes. So I feel what's going on there. You got the NBA Summer League going down. Take it with a grain of salt. It's fun. It's exciting. The Rockets are young. The Pistons are young. And they'll probably beat up on some of these other teams. We'll see. But then it's a completely different ball game because, yeah, you may have the best young guys, but the best young guys pale in comparison to the best vets. And the best vets, obviously, are not playing in the summer league. And the teams that are championship caliber teams don't have as good, sometimes don't have as good of young players because they're drafting later. Boom. There you go. Numbers, science. But it's exciting. There's some guys that are balling. Davion Mitchell had a good start, which was really exciting for me because, I don't know, I don't know why I'm about to go on a diatribe of Kings basketball, but here we go. Or just going back on a diatribe about basketball in general. I think we're slowly inching away from a situation where we just, where teams are taking young projects. I was talking about some Knicks fans. I'm in New York right now. Neal Akina, Knox. These guys were just projects. And could they have been great? For sure. For sure they could have been great. I mean, you know, maybe they still can be serviceable. Knox is young as hell. Neal Akina is not exactly ancient either. They could still be serviceable. But obviously they're not going to be worth the lottery picks they were. I think it's safe to say that. If you can't develop the projects, then you blew it. Rather, teams are looking at guys like a guy like Davion Mitchell, all right? They're looking at guys like Haliburton, who still dropped farther than he should have, and going, okay, these are guys are developed players who have their skill sets built out a bit. Maybe their ceiling's a bit lower, but their floor is higher. You look at a guy like Spida, a guy like Kawhi, guys who played long, Clay, Steph, Dame, CJ. Not to say these one-and-done guys, Zion is excellent, Tatum's great. You got Jaylen Brown. Shout out to Jason Brown, whose podcast is on our network. That was the confusion there. But Jaylen Brown, one of my favorite players in basketball. I mean, he's got a lot of the one-and-done guys, and those are just the top of my heads. Are great too. That being said, a lot of the veteran college players are proving to be better and better in the NBA than they have been in the past. In the past, it's like, okay, this guy's old. We're going to pass on him. He'll just be a bench guy. But no, gone are those days. The college vets are performing better and better in the NBA. Their skills, again, are more developed. They're better shooters, and the whole NBA is built around shooting. So their shot's better, more consistent, and that's not something you have to build. And I think the Kings, I don't want to say it because I think they're a bad franchise, but have been moving in the right direction. And he had a really good start to the summer league, and I think that's going to end up being an excellent pick. I got absolutely shanghaied on the couch. Everyone was calling me like a crazy person for saying Kai Jones at the University of Texas is going to be the next Giannis. I mean, obviously not. The guy's a freak. But a Giannis-type player, in a sense where he's cut from the cloth of raw, started the game young. I mean, older, when he was older. Started the game when he was older. So he's young in the game. Hasn't been playing very long. But already gets better and better each time out. His skills are growing exponentially. He's 6'11", uber athletic. The dunk he had Sunday night was catastrophically good. I think he's got insane potential. I don't want to say it was a bad move the Knicks moved him, because we don't know yet, but they could be looking back on that and regretting it heavily. I really think this Kai Jones kid, sky's the limit. But again, he is not a lottery pick. He's a guy they took later, after the lottery, mid-first, a little after the mid-first. That's when you could start taking flyers on these guys. If you have a top 10 pick, you want to take the best player available or the guy that can service you the best. Taking a project always scares me. Maybe I'm soft, and projects do sometimes work out, of course. But that's just my thought process on the whole situation. What else we got? I'm not going to keep everybody long. I'm not going to make a meal out of this. Baseball, Red Sox are killing me. I don't understand the Giants. If you would have told me the Giants would have the best record in baseball a third of the way through August, my mind would have been blown. I would have been like, yeah, I'd blow a homeless guy. Probably would have said something like that, ridiculous like that. I'd said something ridiculous like that. But yet, here we are. Dodgers are like four games back. The Giants have a better lead than the Astros do on the A's. And the same lead the Rays do on the Red Sox. And they have the best record in baseball by a few games. The Mets are collapsing in absolute biblical fashion. No DeGrom is a disaster. It's their best player. No Lindor is a disaster. It's the Mets cannot. They're the New York IL. It's frightening. I mean, look, kudos to the Braves adding all these bad. Adam Duvall gets traded to the Braves every year. Am I on crack or is that the truth? The Phillies have won 8 in a row. Zach Wheeler's about to win the Cy Young in New York's face. That old GM, Brony Van der Nutsack, he queefed on that deal. Oh, Zach Wheeler's not good enough to give a contract to her. La, 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 la. Suck me, dude. I wasn't high on the contract, admittedly, but, like, again, I'm not an evaluator of talent for baseball to talk about this bullshit. He should have had the wherewithal to realize the potential was there for this kid, and now he's about to, A, lose the division, and B, the Phillies are going to win the Cy Young. Another thing I was wrong about, Bryce Harper being overrated because he might be my MVP pick in the NL. Is that ludicrous at this point? FTJ, if he misses like the rest of the year and has to have shoulder surgery, it might be too little, too late. The AL is insanity because Vlad is having an all-time season. There's no way he can win it. Vlad may put up 50 homers, bet 318, which in today's game is crazy. Lead the league in RBIs. And absolutely get slammed. And barely strike out, which is commonality in baseball these days. And I have 0% chance of winning the MVP because this guy has 37 home runs and a sub-3 ERA, and it is the most ridiculous thing. It's a video game. It's a video game. Freddie Freeman, could he have a chance? Could Freddie Freeman have a chance? He's been on fire. As it stands, right? I mean, look, DeGrom out. DeGrom might not even win the Cy Young anymore. DeGrom may not even win the Cy Young anymore. Soto, team's not good enough, but he should get a look. Machado can keep it up. It's like But then you got like a guy like Mookie Betts, who's kind of, it's going to be an interesting race to see when's the NL Cy Young. If Mookie, if Bryce Harper could kind of take off, if Juan Soto can really start putting it together and raise his average above 300 and FTJ continues to miss time, and if Juan Soto could somehow, some way get his on-base percentage like 440, which is, I don't think is possible, then he could sneak it out. Who I think I said he was my MVP pick before the year, and that's the only reason I'm pulling for this nonsense. I mean, FTJ, it's a shame. I mean, injuries, it's a shame. The guy's an absolute world-class player. I love Starling Marte, too. So random, but I think he's excellent. Trey Turner has a shot. Like, if Trey Turner absolutely turns it on and goes balls to the wall and is the catalyst for the Dodgers overtaking the Giants, he could win MVP. Wouldn't be surprising. Dark horse pick right there. Don't necessarily think his on-base percentage is high enough. And this is all, again, pending on the amount of games Fernando Tatis. He's only played 87, which is crazy considering he has 31 home runs. But if he plays less than 120 games, I can't foresee him winning the MVP. I think that's just a tough sell. If he plays like 115 games, him winning the MVP is kind of, it's kind of bonkers, in my opinion. What's the least, I'm looking at this up, least, was it Josh Hamilton? Amount of games winning MVP. It's an interesting. Carl Malone, that's the NBA. Fewest by an MVP in a season with 49 games. Well, that was like the last, that must have been the lockout year. I hate that. Oh, that's the lowest. Just shut up. Seriously, I will find out another time and report back next. Report back next time on the chat group. We have some cool guests lined up. I hope they all come through. But yeah, that's really it. I mean, look, let's not make a meal of this thing. The Hall of Fame speeches were insane. Couple things I was wondering. If Tom Brady, if Bledsoe doesn't get, if Bledsoe's injury is the most vital injury in all of sports. It is the biggest injury in sports history. Not only do we not get Tom Brady, how many Super Bowls do you think Peyton Manning wins if Bledsoe doesn't get hurt? There has never been a bigger impact on sports injury-wise than Drew Bledsoe, and I'll die on that hill. If Drew Bledsoe doesn't get hurt, Tom Brady doesn't get in the game, who knows what happens to the Patriots franchise, what happens to Peyton. We're talking about Peyton Manning, who's probably, as far as throwing the football, the best to ever do it. The Sheriff, five-time MVP, two-time champ in his own right. And it's without a question that Tom Brady's the best quarterback of all time. There's no one even doubting it remotely for a hot second. Guy's got more rings than I've had girlfriends. And I wonder if Bledsoe doesn't get hurt, what happens to Peyton Manning? How many does he have? Messi's going to PSG. I don't know enough about European soccer to really have a serious take, but it's, I wish he was going to the Premier League. That would have been fun. Ole Miss, 100% vaxxed. Megatron's going to the Hall of Fame, which is the Detroit. Fuck the Lions, dude. Trade him and let him go play somewhere that would have been fun. And let's see him on a competitive team. I love Stafford, but it was never going to work. It was never going to happen. What if he played for the Packers? That would have been epic. Or anybody. I would have rather, even the Steelers. I said it. I would have rather him played for the Steelers, which is crazy. That would have been exciting. Anything else we got to do here? Josh Allen got paid. Not a surprise. Someone was saying they'd rather Deshaun Watson than Josh Allen, which is, even without the legal issues, after the year that Josh Allen had, and as he exponentially grows, I mean, look, Deshaun's great. I think Josh Allen has blown past him. There's my two cents on that debate. Allen versus Swanson. Watson. All right, that's my cue. I'm tired. Fans out there, drag both feet in bounds, swing on a full count, rip that puck, hit that putt, hit your PKs because they free, and hit your free throws. Why, guys? Because they are free. We out you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.